Greetings, every soul. This is Christopher Rudy with Cosmic Love, April 7th, 2012. Today, it's my great pleasure to be interviewing the composer and pianist, Alyssa Angeles Allen. Thank you for being with us today, Alyssa.
You're very welcome. I'm glad to be with you.
Well, I'm really excited to get your music out there. I've been listening to it for years, and it speaks for itself. So I thought I'd just go ahead and play different selections from your album, Hope Unfolding, and we could comment on them before we play the next one. And
sounds great.
Your first one, Proem, I've been wanting to ask, how did you come up with Proem? Proem, what does that mean?
Well, it's always interesting coming up with names for pieces of music, and, you know, it's actually very difficult to come up with names for pieces of music because there's so much to it for me, and it's really hard to kind of give it a word. But, you know, there's cycles, and there's when I compose a piece, I'm not thinking of a particular thing, but I'm just thinking of trying to come up with a word that expresses how I feel. Now, this one, Proem, means something like a preface, a beginning. And this particular piece I wrote because, you know, I might as well just tell you, I'm always very moved by romantic situations. And before I was married, I, you know, like really fell in love with somebody, and I didn't know what was going to happen, if this would ever evolve into a relationship or not, but I just felt so like, wow, you know, this is, oh, I just met this person, and I'm really kind of swept off my feet kind of thing. And so I...
So this was a really inspired
yeah.
piece.
Yeah. And the thing is, when I have a lot of feelings and I don't know what to do with all my feelings, I play the piano. And this is just kind of what helped me to process the feelings of, like, wow, I'm just really, you know, I'm just really impressed with somebody. So, anyway.
Well, I thought it was a good starter, so I'll play it right now.
Okay.
Thank you. Wow.
Well, it's kind of good for me to hear these pieces again.
Well, I should share with the listening audience that your hands are kind of small, and you're kind of small. You're kind of like a pixie. You're just you're not a big, but you play like Rachmaninoff.
Well,
how do you do that? You know, you're all over the keyboard, and you're just, it's really quite amazing. You have a really strong sound. I love that.
Thanks. Well, it's all because that's how I feel.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what body you have. I think it's just comes
from
inside.
You channel it really well through your fingers. I mean, it's just, and having heard you in concert, you just make that grand piano sing. So I thought I'd, one of my favorites is Procession of the Angels. That's this next one. I'm going to play that now.
Okay.
Thank you. For those who may have just tuned in, I'm interviewing Alyssa Allen, and this was her song, Procession of the Angels. And I got to tell you, Alyssa, that's one of my favorites. I just love that. I can just see the angels, you know, spiraling up or otherwise, you know, appearing, and I'm listening to that, and your left hand and your right hand are just doing totally different things in an amazing synchronicity. That's got to be some kind of left brain, right brain hemisphere balancing thing going on.
Yeah, piano does really help get everything balanced, I think. I guess they say they don't know. I think pianists tend to not have Alzheimer's or something, I guess. That's what
I
heard.
They're using more of their brain and using more of it together, I'm sure, mm-hmm. because it's, well, I don't know how you do that. I mean, it's just amazing to me. But you've had classical training,
yeah,
I understand.
What my situation was that my mother played the piano when she was growing up, and so she had a small little minute piano. So when I was growing up, there was this piano there, and I used to just play, you know, just sound out my own pieces when I was, I think, around 4 years old. And you know, I just was so fascinated with tone and sound. And then when I was almost nine, my parents had me start piano lessons, and as I became more proficient just as a pianist, and you know, I would always write my own pieces, but they became you know, more advanced as I also became more advanced just as a pianist. So I was a music major in college. I studied composition with Arnold Franchetti, and he was a student of Richard Strauss, and he taught me. Well, actually, he was more into atonal, modern, avant-garde type of music. But the one thing I think that I really came away with from his training was that he said there always needs to be some kind of a point that you're making. Some, you know, what are you really expressing in your music? There's usually some kind of a climax of some sort where you reach a certain place. And I don't know. I guess I at some level kind of incorporate different things when I'm composing, but it just has to always feel right, you know, besides theory. It's always just got to really feel right. So anyway, but I'm grateful for my classical piano training, because I think it really enabled me to express, you know, express my own compositions in a way that, you know, just gave me a certain skill to do that.
Well, that song, Procession of the Angels, I think it's it fits the piece really well too. I mean, you just got that vibration of. I like to visualize, you know, just as I'm listening to it, and quite often while I'm editing my writing or, you know, working, there's just that sense of the angels are present. And it's got a wonderful vibration like that.
Well, it was a friend of mine that actually named that piece for me. Mm-hmm. You know, like I said, it's kind of hard to come up with names. But so a close friend of mine, she said that's definitely what it seemed like to her. So I said, yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah. Well, I thought we'd do the a title cut, Hope Unfolding, now.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll talk about that. Here we go.
Okay, thanks. Thank you.
I like the gentle unfolding. Unfolding. Yeah, that's a sweet one. Is there a story behind that?
Oh, I've been through a lot. My first husband had diabetes, and it wasn't easy because he had a lot of complications, and it was a really, really, really rough situation to go through. And after he died, you know, there was a lot of days of crying, and I just remember one day I finally kind of felt like I was done with some of the sorrow, and I just felt some kind of uplifting sense that things were going to be okay, and this is what I composed. So
hope unfolding. That's the name of your album, of all the cuts we're doing. And I didn't know that story behind it. That's really an amazing story. I was, you know, it's a very gentle, tenuous beginning, you might say.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you had another one that's kind of a soft, really sweet vibration, Amor of the Fountain.
Yeah.
I'll play that now. Thank you. Sounds like you tapped back into your source fountain there.
Yeah. Well, again, like I said, it's hard to really know what to name these pieces, but, you know, for me, it's all about connecting with something higher and more beautiful than things that maybe I'm going through. Like, we all go through difficult,
yeah,
challenging things in this world, and we're spirits, and it's great to connect with something beautiful and spiritual.
Oh, that spirit came through strong in that one. That was really, that's one of my favorites, too. It just builds and builds, and there's some crescendos, and just, it's strong. It's strong, mm-hmm. And there's another strong one that I really like, too, is your one to heroes. And I'd like to, this is for all those heroes out there with a thousand faces, so I'll play that now.
Thank you.
I love that one.
Yeah, wow. I haven't heard that. You know, a lot of these, I just don't keep playing all these years, but it's good for me to hear them again.
I just
keep composing new ones, you know, so anyway.
Oh, we gotta have you on with some of your new stuff sometime, too.
Yeah.
But these are what I consider classics. You know, that one says it for me. You know, it's to the heroes. Whoa, yeah, it's got that energy to it, like onwards and upwards.
Yeah.
So I thought we'd do someone here that's a little more gentle. There was some gentle riffs in Heroes, but I mean, I guess the real hero is you want to have kind of a gentle hero at times too.
Mm-hmm.
So this one's called A World Beyond. bend it gently, but it was a strong piece.
Yeah.
That's one of my favorites too. I gotta say that there's sometimes while I'm listening to that in the background, I just get, you know, that feeling of there is a world beyond, and I'm kind of there, you know.
Yeah, that's great. Well, that's where I like to go when I. That's why I do what I do, because I need to go there too.
Yeah, it's wonderful how you translated it. This next piece is Octaves of Light, and this is another one of my all-time favorites. So I want to play that now.
Thank you.
is Octaves of Light. And wow, you know, that's, I love the way you work up the keyboard to the higher octaves and, you know, recycle the progressions to where it's just like you're moving up through those higher vibrations.
Well, it's all kind of just done by feel, you know, if it feels right and that's where the music wants to go, that's what I try to do, is listen to that inner guidance, you know.
Well, that's one of those pieces that I've got on my favorites list that I play on my computer on a regular basis, and it's very uplifting. I mean, it really does. I like to think that it's just the name and the flame are the same. It's really moving, you know, to higher octaves of light.
Yeah.
And you kind of get that feeling while you're listening to it. Well, Alyssa, I said it'd be about 45 minutes today, so I thought I wanted to thank you for being on Cosmic Love today, and for everyone listening, I thought it was really good to have your music on during this Easter time.
Yes, thank you for having me. It's really nice to be on your show today.
Well, I've got some information up on the website about how people can contact you regarding your Hope Unfolding, if they're interested in the CD. And how much do you want for the CD?
Well, I charge $15, and I am in the process of, you know, building a new website and all that. So at this point, I really don't have a web address for people to go to, but they can just contact me directly, and I sell my CDs for $15.
Okay. Well, I have your email address, Alyssa@imt.net, up on the Cosmic Love website, and the email I sent out today for people that are coming to the show from that email has that, your email address, and also your address, Melissa Allen at Box 333, Immigrant, Montana, 59027. So thanks so much for being with us on Cosmic Love today.
My pleasure.
And hopefully in the future we'll get you get to premiere your new works as they're coming out. I'd love to do that.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Alyssa. Thanks, everyone, for listening. We're going to close with a little meditation. And so everyone have a wonderful Easter holiday, and we'll see you on those cosmic highways.
Thanks for listening to this presentation on Cosmic Love. I hope you have enjoyed receiving this as much as I have enjoyed giving it. There is a new relationship with all humanity that is maturing with the new synchronicity of instant, everywhere, interactive, net reality. Cosmic Love is the heart of this synchronicity. Tools and processes that empower the wisdom of Cosmic Love is the purpose of the Worldwide Love Foundation. The family of man is now making a quantum leap into a new consciousness as never before in history. Our awareness as humankind is expanding, and the internet reflects that multidimensional expansion of consciousness into new realms of omniscience, omnipresence, and omnipotence in the power of cosmic love. This has huge implications. The more information we have, the greater the need to get it all in order. The more knowledge power we have, the greater the need for the wisdom of cosmic love. That should be common sense, and it's time to make common sense more common. If you agree that the American Revolution was huge for freedom and opportunity in the world, look what's happening to the whole world now. A new connection with cosmic love is positioning the golden rule, law, language for a golden age in our spirit, our minds, our hearts, and the soul of humanity. We're on the threshold of a global revolution that is awakening the angels of our better nature. Let's be honest and reason together. Cosmic love has always been the golden rule, law, language for every golden age in cosmic history. Some things don't change, only the ability of the human mind to grasp the full implications of the world in which we now live. That has changed with the internet, and like an adolescent who is not an adult yet, but not a child either. The internet is now installed, operational, and ready to take our personal and planetary consciousness to the next level. That would be cosmic love. And the foundation principles for this is the love model, a universal law language interface for net reality that represents the five-dimensional intelligence that can fulfill a global revolution in higher consciousness. Check it out for yourself. See how it works. Consider the role you can play and how you can benefit. The sooner you get the vision of this cosmic love thing, the sooner you can profit from a wholly new economy that will transform all our social networks with extraordinary abundance of everything held sacred by free people worldwide. There is a new intelligence that is defining and refining humanity's evolutionary ascent. The higher the intelligence of universal cosmic love, the greater the results. The gateway to higher consciousness is, in fact, the language of consciousness. The five-dimensional intelligence that cosmic love frames in form and frequency, as in frequently. Once you get it, how the Holy Spirit of love and action can heal our individual and collective conscience, it will become self-evident how cosmic love can nurture and culture the net reality that brings a Holy Spirit to the collective consciousness of humanity. Love heals all, always has, always will. The more cosmic and universal the vision of love, the greater the results. Welcome to the opportunity. It's time to link the light workers who are love makers. The internet now provides this opportunity for extraordinary synchronicity as will empower wisdom with cosmic love. Someone had to do it. Now you can. Network for the net worth of this new net reality. You have the vision now before you. What you do with it can change your world and the world at large. We are all co-creators in the cosmic scheme of cosmic love. The great spirit of great love is the great opportunity that genuine freedom gives all of us. Heaven knows that there is nothing more valuable than the vision of cosmic love that has found its time. Experience the Worldwide Love Foundation in your consciousness, being, and world. Care enough to share this vision of great opportunity. Step into the circle of global connection as you center and connect with the five-dimensional intelligence of cosmic love that provides the cultural DNA for a golden age on Earth. Miracles happen when cosmic love is conceived, believed, and achieved. You are that miracle when you become the cosmic love you want to see in the world. Own this vision as your own. Embrace the intrinsic virtue of cosmic love. Make the vow to do what you can because you can. Claim the victory for all mankind aspiring to live as kind men. Here's to winning from the beginning of a global revolution that will finish worldwide with the great experiment and representative government gave humanity with the American Revolution. Heaven on earth is virtually in your hands. Do you want the keys to the kingdom? Are you ready to assemble the components to the capstone of cosmic love vision? Discover the five-dimensional intelligence that will empower your own virtually untapped gifts and talents. Consider how you can make a difference, if not the difference. It's your life, your world. Take command. Give cosmic love the chance that you want for all mankind. Now you can. See for yourself. Do it for cosmic love, and heaven knows cosmic love will bless your life far beyond this one. Sooner or later, what goes around comes around. You can call that good karma, or the justice of cosmic law, or just the blessings of cosmic love. It's the same thing. The abundant life is born in abundant love. The more cosmic that love, the more abundant is your life. Personally, I can't think of anything better to do, and I hope you feel the same way. So keep in touch with cosmic love. It only gets better as you pay attention. This is how cosmic love works. Pay attention because attention pays in ways that make cosmic love the new currency for global peace and prosperity. Your attention is your consciousness. The next economy for planetary civilization will pay attention to the value of virtue, the virtue of cosmic love. The family of man and our global village must be connected to this one virtue. We must pay attention to the first principles of higher consciousness if we are to transcend the old paradigms of scarcity consciousness that scarcity economics has created. This is the whole point of cosmic love. We won't heal our personal and planetary problems with the same consciousness that created the problems. The best hope for humanity is the charity of goodwill among mankind. This is the charity of cosmic love in action. This is the Holy Spirit of cosmic love in man that raises mankind with loving kindness. I hope you appreciate this message and share it with others. That may be just your circle of influence with family and friends, or it may be every news group or blog on the internet where light workers and enlightened netizens, global citizens, hang out. By the grace of cosmic love, enough good people will do enough soon enough to quickly turn the tide of global consciousness from the paradigm of scarcity to the paradigm of abundance that cosmic love cultures. May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.